This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? For so proudly we hailed at the twilight's gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the rain. We're so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare upon us, singing a cable through the night that I fly.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:03 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down south. Let's go down to the Baffin Bay area and check in with Rihanna De La Cruz. Rihanna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey. Glad to be here. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. It's all good.
Likewise. Likewise. This week has been interesting, to say the least. Man, it's started off real cold, you know, after that cold snap that we had last weekend that blew through, so brought some cooler water temperatures, cooler air temperatures in the morning. I mean, on Tuesday morning, I was wearing two layers of clothing. I mean, the water was cool.
You're
morning
right.
Was cool, you know, had that crisp, you know, cool feel to it. So starting the week off with that type of weather was interesting. And then, of course, you know, after we get those those cold snaps like that a couple days after the wind can tend to lay down. It makes for an ideal day outside, but fishing's usually a little tough, especially here in Baffin. You know, you want a little breeze, and when that barometer climbs up like that and that wind dies, it's tough. It gets tough, and so it becomes a little bit of a grind. But you know, I had a friend of mine that came down and fished with me, and one of those days, and we talked a lot about that. And her and I, excuse me, we're hosting a ladies' spring Baffin retreat next month, and we talked about that. You know, of course, it's hard to imagine what the weather will be like on those 3 days that we fish, but that's one of the points that, you know, we're going to have a seminar for them the day they arrive. We've got a bunch of goodie bags for them. I'm so excited for that retreat as well. I'm equally as excited. Yeah, it's gonna be a blast. So we've been working on this for a while, and you know, going back to those days when the fishing can be a little tough, you know, of course, Baffin. You know, I always tell my guys, and most of my guys that fish with me back here, they're not looking for a bunch of bites. They're looking for a big bite. You know, they're willing to grind it out. You know, some of them, the majority of them, have the patience. They understand what it takes to entice that bite. And sometimes it takes a grind all day long, and you get one bite. You know, but it's a good one. When it connects, it's a good one. And so that's going to be one of the points that we go over in the seminar with the ladies, that, you know, Baffin, especially here in the back, you know, it's a high salinity water system, base system, that's mullet driven, wind driven. You know, we don't have tidal movement. The only thing that moves our water is our wind. And so, of course, our tides are, our water levels is down quite a bit, which I love. I love it when it starts to come back down. So that's always a great thing, especially after all this rain. Seems like that, you know, of course, I'll always taste the water anywhere I go just to see how salty it is. And my gosh, it's still salty.
It'd take a ton of fresh water to freshen that place up down there. I mean, is your water shaping up after all that rain? I mean, everything good? Yeah,
it is. It's shaping up very nicely. And so, you know, our bite, like I said, going back to earlier this week, after like cold snap and when that wind lied down, it was tough. We still got a couple bites, you know, 4 or 5 pounders, but nothing super spectacular till later this week. Yeah, that's one of the, you know, and even for me, sometimes, and you know this, I've called you before all upset about it, you know, how frustrating it can get, especially day after day after day when you get the same conditions. It becomes a little pattern for a small window, small period of time. And then, of course, it changes. The wind starts picking up out of the southeast, and, you know, high pressure sets in, and water levels go down, and it starts to normalize. But that little window is where I struggle too, and where a lot of my guys struggle as well. And so having the mindset to overlook that and still cast deliberately and you know, with effort and not get discouraged, you know, is really and truly where the rubber meets the road when you're trying to entice one big bite out there. So like I said, I'm looking forward to talking about that in the seminar for the ladies. But of course, later this week, the wind started picking up out of the southeast, and you know, caught some decent trout. You know, six pounds, 6.5 pounds. The Corky Devil, that's been that lure, man. And you know, I know it gets old, and I don't throw many lures. I tend to stick. I tend to stick with what works for me, you know, and what produces for me and what builds confidence.
That's with anybody.
For me,
I mean, whatever you have confidence in and you can throw and work the best, and hey, that's what you throw. If you want to
catch
it.
That's right. I don't see a need to try to fix something that doesn't need to be fixed, you know, I have a lot of folks that they'll have a specific lure and they'll say, hey, you ought to try this one or try this. And I do, but you know, in the first 10 times,
feel right, you know,
if the energy is just not there, I'm like, man, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't work. It's just, I'm so confident with this profile or this color or this style or this weight of a lure, you know, that, you know, fishing these structure, this condition, you know, and so I'll tend to stick with that and master it, you know, and work it well in every structure, grass, you know, hard packed sand, shallow grass, you know, and one lure that I think is kind of overlooked, and I've been giving it a shot here lately, is the Double D. Up shallow in the mornings, you know, a lot of these trout have been coming up in the upper column. We're getting some pretty good topwater bites.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a lot of folks getting
some
pretty.
Cliff told me yesterday, same thing as you're telling me.
Yep. Yeah. They're coming up in that upper column, and so that Double D is a great bait for whenever they're doing that. You know, I mean, there was one day I was doing a soft dine, and when I went to lift that lure up, this fish came up and swirled up behind it, missed her. You know, she came up in that upper column, and I thought, that looks like a good Double D bite right there. So, you know, been given, you know, and of course I've caught some decent fish on Double D, but in the beginning I didn't have a whole lot of confidence with that lure until I started producing good bites on it. And you know, of course here in Baffin, where I primarily fish, there's no grass, you know, so you can get away with working that lure up shallow, and you can bang that thing, you know, in that column with ease and without having to worry about getting snagged on anything. The only grass that we do get is when that wind blows super, super hard out of the southeast, and it'll blow any kind of grass that's on the south shoreline over. It pushes it across on the north side of Baffin or in Alizon, and that's how all that grass, and I get clients who are like, man, there is grass here. I'm like, yes, it's floating grass, but it's grass from that south shoreline because that wind's been whipping so hard, it pushed it up, pushed it across here. So, and it's that real stringy, real weedy type grass. It's real thick. So it's when you get snagged on it, you might as well just reel it in and take it off, because it ruins your your walk with your topwater or your you know, whatever lure you're throwing. But that's the only grass that you have to battle out there. It's the grass has been blown over from the south shoreline, but the water clarity right now it's just absolutely beautiful. It's got that green tint.
It's got that good trout green and clear. Cliff sent me that video, that 914 they released, and you could see the guy's feet on the bottom when he let the trout go. That was pretty cool.
Oh my gosh. Yep. That's, you know, I love it when the water gets like this.
I know.
You know, after we've gotten all that rain, you know, that water just seems to be like it's clearing up, you know. And of course that rain, it's bittersweet, you know, and in the beginning you're adapting, you know, all that water's come in, it's a shock, you know, first it's a shock, but once it starts to regulate and mix in all with that salt water, tides go down, water level goes down, you know, it starts to normalize, and those trout will start to come up on that shallow sand, and they are right now, because most, you
that's
know,
where
of course
that big
I'm fishing
one was caught right up like less than knee deep on a pink skitter walk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you.
Cliff said he was 200 yards from that guy and he heard the blow up. He said it was an explosion,
oh
man.
That's what you call an aggressive
before we run out of time, man, who you picking to win the Masters today?
You know, I would love to see DeChambeau win. You know,
that's
I know
who
he's
I'm
a
for,
character.
Too. I've just, you know, he's caught so much hell from Rory and everybody else for, you know, jumping ship and going to live
tour. Well, you know.
And,
And
plus, he's a Texas boy. He graduated from SMU, man. I'm going for him.
I would love to see him pull it off.
Unless Scotty shoots a 62 today, you know, and Rory and Bryson don't shoot but par or whatever.
It's possible.
Rory's
it's
got
possible.
A chance.
That course is plenty.
Patrick Reed, you know, may light it up. I mean, everybody's had their low rounds, but these guys, Bryson hadn't had that real low round yet. And, hey,
yeah, Rory had a good day yesterday. He shot
two in a row. He had that big comeback on Friday. What did he birdie, like five or six holes on the back nine, to get away from those two double bogeys he had? I mean, he lit it up for a day and a half for sure.
Yeah, he certainly made up for those two hiccups. But
the Astros, they scored 14 runs night before last, and last night they scored one run. So, hey, there's always that chance.
It can happen.
You played golf. You know how this game works, man.
I know how it goes.
Don't one bet on golf.
No.
Especially on Sunday at the Masters. Anything can happen.
Oh, my goodness. When the nerves are hot and nerves can be shattered, I can't even imagine the nerves that are being felt on this morning and even before they even step foot on the tee. You know, I mean, it's pretty neat. Of course, growing up playing golf, I felt nerves, but I can't imagine the level of nerves.
What is that on your foot joys there? Is that throw up?
Today's spaghetti?
All right, Rihanna. Well, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing, baffing with you, give them some info, hon.
All righty. My number is 361-296-5400. I've got a couple days left this April. So if you want to make a wade chasing down big trout in Baffin Bay, give me a call.
All right. Go stick a pig today.
Will do. I'm looking forward to it. I'll send you some pictures.
All right. Go get them. All right. Later. All right. That's Rihanna De La Cruz in Baffin Bay. Good to hear from her. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. If you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. And we're at the height of crawfish season, and Boyd's has got some good deals going on. Whether you want to buy them by the sack and cook them yourself or buy them already cooked by Boyd's, they've got a great recipe. And I mean, it's really good, trust me. So give them a call at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 621 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Matagorda. Let's check in with Captain Bink Grimes, Matagorda Sunrise Lodge. Hey, Bink, what's up, man?
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're here, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We ain't kicking up a little bit today, just a little bit. We didn't have much yesterday.
Yeah, it was the weekend Warriors finally hit it right. Finally got them a window.
Boy, and when I tell you they were out there, they were out there.
Boy, they were up my way, too.
My gosh. Can I just give a public service announcement right now to people? If you plan on drifting a certain spot, it's not real smart to drive in on plane upwind, stop and drift right down where your prop wash was. Chances of success are dim.
Yeah.
And I watched that yesterday, and I watched that yesterday, and I watched it yesterday. I was going, man, what is going on? And, you know, it's just people running all over the place. And it yesterday was really the first day I can of 2025 where I really thought that boat traffic really really hurt our bike. Yeah, I really, you know, it's
oh, it will.
It just did. I mean, we were catching them, and then here, I mean, people crisscrossing reefs and not knowing where the reefs end. You know, I caught a few fish on this little drift, so they go out 50 yards. Come back around, you know, and the reef's a mile long, you know, and just, you know, just, it's just one of those. And yet we just finally, you said, well, it's Saturday. You just got to be patient. I mean, but we haven't had to deal with that all year long. And I mean, it's the difference in staying on a school of fish or just mopping them up with a stainless steel prop, you know? So that's what happened yesterday. I mean, it was a tougher bite anyway yesterday because we lost our wind and couldn't drift, you know, and it was just tougher. And those fish just don't respond when it goes dead calm out there like it did yesterday. And then they really don't respond when there's outboards just blaring. And a lot of people didn't catch them early, so they were running around and, you know, and just that kind of deal. But you know, a Saturday, and but you can't complain the rest of the week. The rest of the week was really, really good. You could stay on a pattern and go back and do it again, and it was good. Friday's bite was one of the better bites in a while that I've had. It was just so consistent, such good fish. it's encouraging. And I think they just really decided to eat Friday, because there was a lot of folks, a lot of guide boats all over the bay, East Bay, West Bay, that talked about just how good the bite was Friday. I know it was for me. So it was encouraging. We were on a reef. We fished out in the middle of West Bay, and I mean, I can't. It normally will have on a slack tide. It'll show up with a lot of little fish, and then if you wait on them, the keepers will show up. But that it's that type of deal. And normally, but man, they didn't really bite till about 9 o'clock on Friday, and because we just didn't have, even on the boom, we just didn't have a whole lot of water movement. For us, it was a standing hide about 7 o'clock, and then it was going to move a little bit through the Port O'Connor jetty at about nine. It was going to fall a little bit, and then it was really going to fall later in the afternoon. And so I said, man, I'm going to sit here, because it's just, and so I did, and made two or three drifts across it and caught one fish, three drifts. Then on the fourth drift, it was jerk it out of your hand, and you could do no wrong for the next hour and a half, you know, one of those deals. And we let go, I don't know how many we let go. I think 22 to 3 pound fish, you know, just one of those good days. And I had the same guys on Thursday, and we caught them in East Bay. And he said, man, these fish are a whole lot bigger than those ones we caught yesterday. And I said, man, you don't understand what an anomaly that is. I said, we never catch bigger fish in West Bay than we do East Bay.
No,
but we did that day.
If you want big trout, usually East Bay is your ticket, you know.
But we did that. We did that day. They're just all solid. Just man, just solid fish. A lot of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. You know, just good ones. And so encouraging, really encouraging. And you know, tide's still low. Not much water in the bay. You gotta need a step ladder on a few to get up on.
So much for
times.
The spring equinox, you know.
It lasted for a little while.
Yeah,
I hit back lake about a month ago. I mean, about
you know,
a week
you talking
ago.
About the people drifting. I remember when you know the good old days in Trinity Bay when in the winter, when you know fall and winter when Trinity. Dows and Beasley's and Fisher's, those big reefs were always big production reefs on catching all sizes of trout up to big 8 and 9 pounders. But, you know, people couldn't, they just could never get it down. They'd watch us. I would idle off the reef, depending on the wind, off one side or the other, idle all the way out deep and get set up on the reef, out of my prop wash, and then cut those long drifts all the way to the inside. You know, with a southeast wind.
Yeah.
And they'd watch you do it, and invariably they would, they wouldn't go off the reef. They'd idle all back through the reef and then turn the key off and drift their prop wash and wonder why they're not catching them.
Same deal.
Blew my mind.
It is. It's so simple, ladies and gentlemen.
It is simple.
So simple.
Just, you know, take that extra couple of minutes to idle out, get out in the mud off the shell, and then idle back around and then set up and then cut your drift. And it just, I don't know. You just can't fix stupid.
As you can't.
Ron White
you
said.
Know, I want everybody to catch fish. I mean, hey.
You want everybody to catch them. Because if they're catching them, they'll stay off of you, out of your way.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, it's good for everybody. But, man, just patient and go wide and it's just and I
Take
know they
time.
Know who we are.
You got all day. I mean, we go out there, we got all day to fish, you know.
Mm-hmm. They know who the guide boats are. They know, so you know, watch, just sit back and watch how we do things, you know, and it'll help you. I mean, it really will. Yeah, but
sure it will.
I don't know.
When
but yesterday we just it just all came to a head. It just all one day. Well, I guess the good times are over for 2025.
It just turns into Donnybrook, man. Cuss fights, cutting off. You know.
Yeah.
Trolling through your lures. I mean, it gets everybody gets in panic mode.
They do. Yeah, they do. They want it right now. They want it quick, kind of like that iPhone that they're on. You know, they want it. They want it. They just want it. Man, fishing's one of those things. It's just still, you better be patient. Or you know, day in, day out, you're probably not going to catch them. But if you don't have that patience. But, and it was a pretty day yesterday. And it was. You know, just a beautiful day. Man.
Beautiful, beautiful day.
Beautiful, beautiful day. Ate crawfish afterwards, man. Just, oh, I mean, cool. Just one of those days, you know. You just, if the Astros could have won, it would have just been a little bit better. But
I knew that was coming. After 14 runs the night before, I've seen that story before. I mean, just.
Hey, break 14 and a half. Let's take seven a ball game, you know.
Well, sure. Average it out. Don't use up all your luck in one game. And they did. And that pitcher that they batted against last night, I mean, they've lit him up big time in the past, but they didn't last night.
Yeah, he was pulling the string on the
He almost got a no-no going, you know.
Yeah.
Until Yordan ruined it with that double.
Yeah, patience, man. That's the same deal. You got to be so patient when a guy that throws a changeup like that, he throws a 90-mile-hour fastball and he throws an 80-mile-hour
change. Well, that's all he's got is two pitches, mm-hmm. fastball and mm-hmm. changeup.
Sit back and adjust.
It's easy for us to say. We're not standing in there taking those pitches.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. That was one of the hardest. Back when I was playing, I'd much rather face somebody that was coming at you 90, 91, 92 than somebody that was trying to cuddle thumb you at 75,
yeah,
76.
Junk ballers, man.
Uh-huh.
I used to get frustrated. I was that way playing tennis too, man. I wanted somebody hitting that ball hard like I did. Then you'd get them hackers in there, and I just used to aggravate me. So play tennis like a man. Quit hacking. Oh, well. All right, Bink. Well, hey, man. Another week with Texas Insider. Everybody getting some good responses out of it. I watched it this week, and I enjoyed everybody except myself. I'm a terrible critic. That's why I don't listen to my podcast, because I tear myself down too bad. But anyway.
No, you're doing a good job, and you'll start the show off this week. I saw the schedule. So
I get to go first this week. I was last week, so.
You'll light us off this week. No, you're doing fine. It's good.
All right.
I get a lot of response from it.
Yeah, a lot of people see that I didn't think did. Well, look, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you and lodge up and all that in Matagorda, give them some info how they can get with you, Bink.
Yeah, MatagordaSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. We got a few openings this week for if you want to get people out this Easter week.
Okay.
Give us a holler.
You got it, man. All right. Well, Bink, always good talking to you. You have a good Sunday.
Y'all too. We'll see you later.
Later. All right. That's Bink Grimes down at Matagorda. It's time for a break, and after the break, we'll come back with Roy Simmons. We're going to talk some Richland Chambers here real shortly. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Richland Chambers Reservoir, and let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Roy Simmons. Good morning, Royce. How you doing?
Mick, how you doing? Been a couple of weeks.
It
catching
has.
A lot
it's
of
been
fish.
A while. I knew y'all had to be catching them. That's why I wanted to try and reach you this morning. I know the white bass got to be going nuts, huh?
Hell, we got lucky again this year. They broke loose right about March, mid-March, spring break week, which we hope they do because it's mainly kids and moms and granddads and whatever during that first part of the spring break week and March and whatever, and they came through right on time, just getting better every week, really. They've just about finished off a spawn, but we're still catching some main lake spawners loaded with eggs, some of those big fish that you catch, but it's been good. About the only thing we've dealt with, and you see the aftermath of it, is some of these pretty good rains and winds and so forth.
Yeah.
I don't know, I come across a Trinity coming home yesterday, and it looked like it was about back within the normal flow and whatever, but I know it was right at probably flood stage there for a few days.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you get some water down there, but lake's in good shape. We're a little bit above full pool. We've had a couple of gates open since Monday. We had another Friday, Saturday last week of rain and put some more water in the creeks. But a couple of gates doesn't really make any difference to those whites and the hybrids. But I haven't heard really any, I don't know, not many good reports on the crappie getting in the action in the shallows. So I don't know. You farther south, I'm guessing they've probably been going for a month, huh?
Yeah, they're already pulling off the banks now and moving out to the deeper brush piles.
Yep. Yeah, we the week before last, I think I canceled four or five out of the 6 days we were booked. And then this last week, we got in every trip and, you know, most days with both boats on the lake. So it was a really good week this week. Had a little wind a couple of days, but nothing we couldn't manage. And the way our lake's laid out and where we launch, if we got a pretty strong south wind, we can still deal with it. It's that north-northwest wind that causes you a little problem getting to and getting from where you're going to go. But it's not so easy that people just kind of, and like it will be in the next week or two, you know, just go anywhere on that big main lake and catch fish. But those white bass are on those points and road beds and not quite on the flats and so forth. And we've been doing all our damage with the baits we normally do. We put a slab with a little jig above it, and especially when we got kiddos on board, they love catching them two at a time. And we did that yesterday. We had a nine person two boat trip, families, dads, sons, and a couple of granddads. And it sounds like strange, but you know what it's like on Richland Chambers. We caught well over 400 fish and cleaned 200 yesterday.
Goodness gracious.
and these weren't your little 10-inch, 11-inch fish. These were still, you know, some fish, which I saw back, some of the bigger sows still loaded with eggs, but a lot of those fish, you can tell they just spawned out and don't look thin, but they look thinner than they did about a week or 10 days ago. So we had a hoot. Four of the people on board were young men from 6 years old to 12 or 14. And we had the granddads on up in there in the senior citizen age. So it was a nice blend and just a perfect day. Didn't have to worry about moving around on the lake any and getting splashed or anything.
Awesome.
So, one of those days where you make some Kodak memories, and we had quite a few of them, those kids talking trash with their daddies and stuff.
Oh, that's for good times there, man.
We hadn't done much catfishing in the last, well, since mid-March, since the white bass and the hybrids broke loose, but the buddies of mine that do the catfish on that spring windblown point shad bite, it's really going good. That shallow water cut bait or live bait, either one on the blue cats. So that's kind of an offering for most folks that like the catfish to continue on. We usually kind of, you know, do our fall winter cats, both channels and blues, and then switch to the spring summer on the whites and the hybrids. And the hybrid bite's good for the live bait guys. We're catching fish every once in a while, a good keeper, but a lot of 15, 17-inch fish that get mixed in with those big sand bass. So if you hadn't fished that lake too much, you really need to watch carefully, because there's so much to look alike when they're 12, 14, 15-inch fish.
Huh. Well, Richard's been going through, you know, a weird roller coaster bite on hybrids, you know, on Conroe. It's chickens and feathers. You know how it works, but
it really is.
Are they a better size this year? I know y'all were just under the limit size last year.
You know, it seems like us and others that do the artificials and not the live bait, we get into our best activity as well as, you know, keeper size starting about late May and on into June and sometimes into July. You'd think just the opposite. We catch maybe more numbers in the earlier, cooler spring, but unlike those live bait guys, which they're catching some keeper size, good size fish right now, but the way they stocked this thing several years ago, both COVID time when we didn't get much, and then post COVID when we got double the normal number of fingerlings they put in this lake. We've got a good population, and we've kind of been found out a little more over the last year or two. We had a lot of guides come over from Whitney last year, and I haven't seen them this year. They had a tough year on Whitney. Like you was talking with their stripers, it was chicken or the feathers, and it was feathers on Whitney last year. And they helped our normal guides that take those live bait fish out of the lake during the peak period. They helped them. So I think our population is still good. It takes a lot of fish to hurt a fish population, but we've kind of experienced our normal spring, catch a few every once in a while, catch a whole bunch of undersized some days, but it's only going to get better, really, especially the artificial lure fishermen. We're catching them mixed in with our hybrids or with our whites now, and in a few weeks we'll get on some of those schools and it'll be pretty much all hybrids. So sassy shads and flukes and baits like that, I prefer a single hook when you do get into those hybrids. They're just so wild. Some people like to chase them with rattle traps and stuff, and I don't like those baits with two treble hooks. They're just too wild.
Mean fish, man, and they get shaking around with all them treble hooks. Somebody's going to get bit, I can promise you.
Yeah, it's like yesterday. I mean, I had one of the dads in the boat that was able to help keep up. You know, when you got four or five people in the boat and everybody's got a fish or a double on, right. You know, you want to take them off of almost every one of them because they are kind of wild. Even the white bass, when they get a little bigger, you don't want to get them gill plates, so it cut your hand easily. But
they got luckily, some good gill plates on them like a redfish does, man. They'll cut you up, buddy.
I would really warn him. And then when you get one of those 14, 15-inch hybrids, you almost know when you hook him that it's not a white bass. But if you get that fish in the boat and he's squirming around and hooks going everywhere. Like I say, I had a dad that could kind of be a deckhand and help me out yesterday when we were all catching and throwing in the box or releasing or whatever. But on days which you don't, you get to run around like a chicken with a head cut off.
Right. Well, you know, Richland's been turning out some good sacks of bass, too. You know, I've seen some tournaments, man. Y'all, I think you're a sleeper myself. You don't hear a lot about it. And, man, I've seen some really good sacks of bass come out of Richland this year.
Did you see the article about the young man? I think he's 17 years old, probably about a month ago. Out really pre-fishing for I think it was a high school tournament.
For a high school
later
tournament,
on.
caught a lunker.
He caught a share of lunker, and that's the first share of lunker in probably 10 years, I think.
Amazing.
But there have been, and I think will continue to be a number of those 8, 9, right up to double digit bass that you know almost every tournament or two, your big bass is going to be around that 10-pound range.
Amazing.
So. It's
go.
You know, they still don't have the criteria from a lake, you know, a lot of grass, a lot of the stuff that the bass guys like, but the ones that figure it out, and it's no big deal, the ones that figure out any lake they go to, they figure it out now between their expertise and their electronics, where those bass are hiding at, and the last few years, the RC has come on pretty strong. They still don't have the facilities to do the big Bassmaster Classic stuff, but a lot of those local tournaments and a lot of those 50-75 boat tournaments, you see them on the weekends now.
Yeah, I know. When my Uncle Jimmy had his place up there, he'd talk all you want to about white bass and catfish, but he was tight-lipped about his bass fishing.
Yeah.
Keep a lid on that. He used to get some big bass out of that lake, man.
Well, kind of like the crappie guy. They're not really going to tell you how good or how bad tell you how bad the crappie is, but not how good it is. And
right.
I kind of I gauge my crappie bite, and I don't do much of it anymore. Maybe every once in a while for a special customer that, you know, that it's too fickle. The last couple of weeks, the people at the marina, and usually this time of the year, they move up into that shallow water around the coves at the marina, or people are catching them off the gas dock in the evening or whatever, and it's just been really disappointing. It's just not been a good my first month of the crappie, but I've seen years where they're catching spawning crappie in early May even. I mean, you know, it's just really not unusual sometimes. Yeah, it's just strange. We're farther south than the Cedar Creeks and the Lake of the Pines, and they'll have finished their spawning, I don't know why, late springtime spawn sometimes on those big old crappie. So I don't know, maybe the best is yet to come.
But is your water stay a little cooler than theirs or what? I mean,
you know, I don't think so. I kind of watch that. I write in a little short blurb with water levels and temperature and clarity to Parks and Wildlife every week. And I watch the lakes around us, and we're always, like right now, we're about 68, 69 degrees, and that's what the others are. It may warm up to a little over 70 by, you know, late afternoon, but it is well past that. People have always told me about 62 is what those crappie really move up on the beds and start that spawn. And I don't know, maybe it's just a little premature. We had some 39 degree air temps, what, last Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that had some bite to it, man.
I had people showing up in their typical springtime attire, shorts and a hoodie.
No, thank you.
It was unusual, though. It was just a couple of days of it, and, you know, last of the hope. I hope the last of the 30-degree weather we see this year. So,
well, I always keep a jacket laying in the den there in my room where I hang out all the time at home. I always throw it over this one couch, and my wife's always griping about it. Hang that coat up. Well, I finally hung it up, and I said, yeah, it looks like winter's over.
I don't
need that jacket anymore, and I'll be darned if I hadn't go pull it out of the closet
2 days
later. Yeah. I said, see, there, that's what I get for hanging it up. Winter's back.
I keep a couple of frog tog pants and tops in the boat,
right,
and this time of the year, they get used. They really do, because, you know, most people don't think of that cool of water, and then a, you know, 10-minute, 15-minute sometimes boat ride to start the day at 7 o'clock. It's chilly. So,
yeah, the other morning,
feels
man,
good, though.
I'm going, man, I need to find some fish real quick so I can stop on something here. I'm cold. That was Wednesday morning, and Tuesday morning was even cooler than that.
Yep. Time of the year, that first hour or two of the day is sometimes kind of, it was that way yesterday, even though I said we probably caught 400 fish between, you know, the two boats and the people and stuff. The first hour, we must have moved 2 or 3 times trying to find them, and then I think it was the third spot we moved on. It was an hour and a half later before we even thought about moving. It was just, it was on, but those fish didn't want to bite right at 7 o'clock. Yeah. So
that's cool.
It's good. Can't complain. Lake's in good shape. We're set up for a good spring, summer, and I don't know about the only thing we can say is just be careful when you come up here. Watch the winds and stuff. This springtime is notorious on that big old lake for getting kind of rough, so just be careful.
Y'all didn't get any of those tornadoes, did you? And that.
I was home that evening when the warnings and stuff started popping up, and there was a tornado. What is the warning is worse than the watch. Is that? Yeah. There was a warning in that lake area. And then where we live, just south of Tyler, we had a tornado come through that area, but nothing that damaged anything major like they have in the past. So it was a brush with some pretty rough weather with all the lightning strikes and the winds, but not the tornado that scares you. You know, everybody's watching the TV and getting in the bathroom. My wife just, she gets so mad at me because I walk out on the patio looking for that joker.
So, yeah, I got some, you know, friends and family up there above you up in Hawkins, and man, they were on full alert for a couple of days. They lost power I don't know how many times. Crazy.
Yep, that's, I'm trying to, yeah, I think we lost it, but it was one of those that came back on. There were several, I was watching, several thousand people in the area that were out of power for a day, not a whole day, but off and on, like you said. So,
yeah, one of them had a new generator system, and it came on and ran for about 10 minutes and then cut off. They were out of power for about a day and a half. I never heard so much cussing and griping and complaining about it. You spend all this money to have backup, and then it won't work when it's time for it. That's par for the course, man.
I never have bought one, and I guess I should have after that winter of, I forget which year it was, but that ugly winter.
Yeah, 2021. Oh, man.
Yeah. Adam had invested in a generator, and he got through the whole deal several days and never lost power at his house. He only lives 2 or 3 miles from us. We were out of electricity during that time frame. He had the generator, but we didn't want to try to make it over on icy roads to get the generator because we knew his would be going out.
Right. Well, his,
you know, just the opposite of what you want to have happen. But I never have bought one. I guess I should, but I hadn't. So
yeah.
We had a fireplace that we finally used for a while.
Yeah. Well, that was the winter to use it. I still hadn't thawed out from 21. Man, that was nasty. No power for that long.
No,
it won't happen again. All right, Royce. Well, hey, buddy, it's always good talking to you, and I'll try to get with you next Sunday, too. We'll work you in again. And
I'm around here on Sunday drinking my coffee, so just holler anytime you need to fill a little time. We'll give you a report. I hadn't had up until, the last few weeks, much to report other than catfish, but now it's kind of like pick your poison, so come see us. We'll be there.
Like Donkey Kong. All right, man. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call and get up and fish with you and Adam.
On the web, gonefishing.biz and 903-389-4117. And thanks for the time. Really appreciate it, Mick.
You got it, Royce. Have a good Sunday. See you, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Later. All right, that's Roy Simmons up on Richland Chambers. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next week, Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.